Have you ever been through hard times where you thought it was never going to end? Have you ever had an obstacle that you thought you couldn't overcome? I'm sure everyone here tonight has faced that. But with faith in God, He'll help you through these things. And there will be a reward in the end. Tonight I would like to share with you three stories in the Bible where it talks about people that this happened to them and they had faith in God. The first one is in Genesis. If you'll turn with me to Genesis chapter 6, it talks about Noah. In Genesis chapter 6, chapter 6 through 9, we have the story of Noah. In verse 5, it starts to talk about Noah. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man, beast, creeping thing, and the birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Then in verses 13 through 14, it says, And God said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them from the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And God continues to give Noah instructions on how to build the ark. And if I were Noah, I probably wouldn't believe this. Up to this point, it had never rained before. But even though it probably sounded crazy, Noah trusted God. He had faith. And then in the next chapter, chapter 7, it talks about the flood happening and Noah's deliverance in chapter 8. Because Noah had faith in God, he was delivered from the flood. God watched over him, cared for him, and helped him through this. The second thing I want to talk about is in Job. Job chapter 1, if you'll turn there with me. We meet another person who had faith in God. His name was Job. In chapter 1, verses 6 through 12, it says, Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, From where do you come from? So Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? So Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and continued to attack Job. But through all of this, all the terrible things that happened to Job because of the devil, it says in verse 22, it says, In all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. Job knows it's not God. He knows that all this will get better, and it does. God gives everything back to Job in chapter 42, verses 10 through 17. Through the storms of life, Job had faith in God, and it paid off. The last person I want to talk about is David. There are lots of good stories about David that we could talk about, but specifically tonight I want to talk about David and Goliath, which can be found in chapter 17. The Israelites and the Philistines were having a fight. The Philistines brought out their champion in chapter 17. We read in verses 4 through 11, And a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath, from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and span. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had a bronze armor on his legs, and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. Now the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his iron spear had weighed 600 shekels, and a shield bearer went before him. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel, and said to them, Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Notice the end there. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. In verse 12, it starts to talk about David, who had brothers in Saul's military. Then in verses 17 through 24, it says, "Then Jesse said to his son David, 'Take now for your brothers an ephah of this dried grain and these 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp, and carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of the 1,000, and see how your brothers fare, and bring back news of them.' Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. So David rose early in the morning, left the sheep with the keeper, and took the things and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to the fight and shouting for battle. For Israel and the Philistines had drawn up in battle array, army against army. And David left his supplies in the hand of the supply keeper and ran to the army and came and greeted his brothers. Then as he talked with them, there was the champion of the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words. So David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they heard the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid." They were afraid. Who was going to fight Goliath? Well, we get the answer in verses 32 through 37. "Then David said to Saul, 'Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with the Philistine.' And Saul said to David, 'You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth.' But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Moreover,' David said, 'the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.' And Saul said to David, 'Go, and the Lord be with you.'" Then the big fight happens in verses 40 through 51. David takes the stones from the brook, takes one in a sling, and hurls it at the Philistine, where it sinks into his forehead, and he kills him. But how did this kid be a Philistine champion? He had faith in God. And because of this, God aided him in killing the giant. So what can we learn from these stories? We learn that with faith in God, he will help us, protect us, aid us in our everyday lives. And while we probably won't need to kill any giants, he will absolutely help you and help you prevail when you need it. It says in Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." If you put your trust in God, he will always be there for you.